Caroline let the news sink in, though it didn't have far to travel. A headache was already forming behind her left eye, gathering strength as the pain spread to her chest, or more accurately, her heart. She looked at Augusta's handwriting again. Your husband was seen with... Her sister-in-law probably thought she was doing the Christian thing. It shouldn't have come as a surprise, and truly it didn't. Caroline's husband did as he pleased, with whom he pleased, while she went mute, tolerating, enduring. What other choice was there? Caroline tore the letter in half, and then quarters and eighths, and so on, until she had reduced William's infidelity to confetti. Abandoning the scraps, she went out on her bedroom terrace overlooking the cliffs and the Atlantic. Fingers resting atop the marble balustrade, she was bathed in sunlight. Giant swells from the ocean rushed the beach, breaking against the cliffs as blankets of seafoam, left in their wake, were dragged back to the surf. High tide was approaching, and just as the waves gained momentum, rising to full strength, Caroline, too, felt a surge within herself. Not that long ago, William's dalliances had crushed her, sending her into a spiral of self-pity, unable to leave her bed for days on end. But here she was, still standing. Yes, her head throbbed and her heart ached, but she wasn't crumbling. She'd been here before with him, she'd be here again. Wisdom was the only benefit of growing older, the trade-off for the faint lines around her eyes and mouth. Like a wave that rises, peaks, and breaks, at 45, Caroline Astor was at the midpoint of her life, having spent all those years harnessing her energy until now, at last, her boldness was cresting. How long could she sustain this before it all collapsed? She couldn't say. She didn't want to think about that, about what came next, when she was no longer vital, no longer so important. It was inevitable. It happened to everyone sooner or later. The elders, who should have been revered, sought out for their knowledge and experience, instead were pushed into corners, forgotten and invisible to those whose time had come. But for now, surely Caroline was at her peak, no longer riddled with self-doubt, apologizing for who and what she was. She wished she could stop time, stay in this spot forever. Yes, William had a reputation, and if Augusta knew about his latest lapse, others were already talking. If there was one thing Caroline detested, it was gossip. She imagined the matrons strolling down Bellevue Avenue saying, if it weren't for her pedigree, he never would have married her. William Backhouse Astor Jr. was still a handsome man. Though slightly balding now, he had large brown eyes and that lovely horseshoe mustache that called attention to his cleft chin. Caroline knew she was no beauty, having inherited her grandfather's square jaw and prominent nose. But what those society ladies didn't know was that no matter how many women caught William's eye, no matter how many he'd take up with, she would be the one he'd come back to. Every time. Always.